Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, listen.
Hey, any of you have any long-lost siblings that you'd like to talk about? Just to pivot into the episode. Anybody have any long-lost siblings?
None that I know of yet.
Is that legitimate attempt to pivot? Long-lost siblings?
Yeah, that's a legitimate thing this game's about.
We're doomed. Sure.
The original title for this game was Sibling Finder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have more siblings than most of my friends are aware of. Like, I am lousy with non-official siblings because I had a foster sister who was then my adopted sister who lived with us from like 12 to 17, but then you all met me in college or later, so you don't know her.
Never met her.
And interesting. Then my mom remarried when I was pretty young, so I have a half brother and half sister that you've also never met, who I know fairly well.
I'm aware of those humans.
I'm aware of the yonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no siblings, Dave? No secret ones?
No, just the sister. Just the regular one.
Wow. You're the one I would feel like would discover, though.
What? That, like,
that you had a secret sibling. Like, that seems like in your wheelhouse of things that could happen to you.
Yeah, and that they were a skeezy lowlife and they were trying to entrap you into some get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Globetrotting.
I'm skipping ahead already, but they did handle it with like the gentlest of gloves. Like, it was
the fact that Sam is a piece of shit, or
yes, okay. They were real tender with that information, I thought.
And of course we're covering Cheers today.
Cheers.
Sam, like, Malone,
he's serving drinks to Norm. What the fuck's he doing?
But for the sake of the listener, we're talking about Uncharted 4 now.
Yes, we are.
That's now what this is now.
Yeah. It has been for at least since the strong pivot I made, the very strong pivot.
And even antedating that pivot, which will go down in the halls of legend, it has always been a one-upsmanship. With me, Michael Swaim, and my co-peer.
Me, Adam Ganser, yes. Co-peer.
And you know what? Another co-peer of ours. There's no titles here. We're not fancy here.
I'm a co-peer?
Yeah.
You're a co-peer, a co-conspirator.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That
third
means
person
a lot.
Who's here.
Yeah. Hi, I'm David Bell. Hi. I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A middle real light name. Shining in... What's your middle name? Oh, yeah.
I know it. Christopher.
Oh, yeah.
Because of my encouragement of doxing him, I feel people need to know his full name.
Mm-hmm. And send him pizzas. Send him all the pizzas.
It was because it cracked. I always advocated to call him Decibel because it's DC Bell.
You did.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I pushed hard and it never stuck. And somehow Dan O'Brien had this magic ability to pick a random noun and be like, hey, you, your farm now. Hey, everyone, it's the farm. And everyone would be like, of course it is. Cody's always been the farm or whatever. I could never get one to stick.
I don't think anybody had exactly that magic name talent. I because they didn't all stick. Sure. Just some of them were great, though.
Dan gave Cody the boat and he gave me bones and they both
stuck.
Those
are both great. Yes. Those are both great. I really like those two. But there were many attempts at nicknames in the office and there were many battles and failures. Yeah, they didn't all stick.
Dave, have you ever had a nickname for any period of your life with any group of friends?
I tried to get people to call me Nunchucks. It didn't work out.
That's holy great. Shit.
You can't give yourself a nickname, you know?
Dude, there was an entire fantasy football season for like people you don't even know where a guy tried to give himself a nickname and we were fucking not having it. Mm-hmm. I won't add him now, but let's just say his name now is Shit Crow. That's currently his name. And he earned it. So, yeah.
Pivot that one, you son of a bitch. I dare you, podcaster to podcaster, get back to Uncharted 4 in one step.
You got it.
Now.
That's no problem. It's going to be easy for me. I'm going to swing one of those grappling hooks and fly right over to the next topic, which is speed run. The speed run for Uncharted 4. Dave.
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable giving us your speed run of Uncharted 4?
Yeah, that's just describing what it's about, right?
But fast. Yeah.
All right. Do I have to do it fast?
No, you can do it at, you can at do Dave's speed.
And then you'd fail the speed run. It's up to you.
I can really meander through this.
You can be good at this or not. It's
all
up to you.
All right.
Either way, the clock starts now.
Oh, shit. Shit. Uncharted 4 it's about a group of pirates who a long time ago decided to plant random crates around the jungle with wheels on them. They wanted to. They were like, "Hey, let's tie some ropes on tree branches. So if someone needs to swing on them, we can do that." It follows. Okay, it's the fourth Uncharted. It follows Nathan Drake. It starts before. It's before and after the previous games, and it introduces Sam, his brother, his long lost brother, who we learn taught him to be an adventure kid. And before the first game, we see that they were hunting a lost treasure from the pirate Henry Avery, and they were in a prison, and Sam got killed and was presumed dead, and was continued to be presumed dead for the first games, and this game reveals that he is back, and a drug lord is making him hunt down this pirate treasure again. And so he's like, bro, I need your help. They're going to kill me. And Nate is all settled down. He's working for a salvage company. He's married to, what's her name? Elena?
Ellie.
Yeah.
Ellie? Does he call her Ellie?
Elena.
Elena.
You just mispronounced it. Yeah. Elena.
And he's like, no, I'm settled down. And he's like, they're going to kill me. So he grabs Sully and they go on a pirate adventure together. Filled with booby traps and gunfights and a bad guy who looks kind of like Ryan Gosling if they made a movie of this.
He really does. Yeah.
And that's it. That's the game.
Stop the clock.
Oh, Christ.
I think he did pretty good. Nobody in history has ever kept track of the times of these speed runs, but this one was good.
Some pervert out there is keeping track.
Yeah,
you know
some
it.
Guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know.
Some fucking weirdo.
Just huffing paint while they do it or whatever it is.
Carving it in their wall.
Perverted.
You know why. Just like he's comparing times like dick lengths.
Uh-huh.
Like, that one was a good 30 minutes, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Why does the pervert have to be a dude? These are the questions. Uncharted 4. I think just to supplement the speed run, I want to say... Because, and I always think it's very telling and it's a good data point when the person like veers towards mechanics, like they explain what playing the game is like, you know that that's sort of what is important about that game or notable usually. And when the person veers towards plot, there's a reason. And Uncharted is obviously like a plot character forward game. Yep. But for the sake of going in complete, the other side of the coin is it's a third person Naughty Dog. Like if you've played Last of Us, it's like that. Walking around, snapping against walls, shooting, swinging, 3D pitfall. There's traps. You push blocks around. You jump. It's half
puzzles, half action adventures, shooting.
Yeah.
Or maybe like Tomb one Raider. Third. Yeah. There's a lot of climbing.
Jedi Fallen Orders.
And a brief overlaps. Tribute to Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I liked that. It made me laugh.
Oh, yeah. There's Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, there really is. Should we cross our second checkpoint?
I believe so.
You know, and walk right into the rants?
Okay. I turned a globe with a light in it, and the lights aligned to some dots on the wall or some shit. Checkpoint reached.
Yeah. All ranting. The while looking at a paper journal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The sketches, I do like the bit where he's like, his brother's ragging on him for taking sketches all the time, like making light of the idea that the player would need the codex or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, he says something I always think, which is like, I don't know. I think the sketches are actually pretty damn good. And you're like, why is this guy? Why can this guy draw a photo realistically? Like, that stone looks like this. And you're like, damn, he missed a second career as like a portrait artist. He's fucking good.
He's very good at it.
He sketches like too slow for the game, but too fast for a human.
Yeah, definitely.
Does that make sense?
You're impatiently waiting for him to do the animation, but then when he's done, you're like, you couldn't have drawn that fast.
Right.
Yeah. Look at the perspective. Look at the chiaroscuro bullshit, I say.
Yeah. I gotta say, I liked in Red Dead 2 how Arthur Morgan's drawings are not overly competent. Like, they're fine. They show talent, but they're not like photorealistic. It was a nice touch. Anywho, that's my rant. I've been player one. Thank you, New York.
Yeah. They also, they do the fun thing where they actually do send camera phone pictures in this game. As like a, because that's the thing that you would expect them to have done all this time.
Right.
And they actually do it in this game. Anyway, do you want to go first, Mike? What do you want to do?
Think I do.
Go ahead.
Since I already sort of dipped my toe in the rant well.
Yeah.
Which it turned out was the solution to the puzzle. What's the purpose of rants again? No, I always forget because there's certain games where I'm stymied as far as having a rant. So I think I'll just give a down-home anecdote. Hey,
okay.
I've been a fan of Naughty Dog for a really long time. I liked Crash Bandicoot fine, but everything from that point forward I loved, and I also, they're one of the few development teams that even before I worked at IGN and it was part of my job description, I investigated the people inside the team and the culture and their history of the company and their working methods, and I just think they're really cool. They're a company I root for. Last of Us, of course, completely cemented that, I got that improv brain working. All right.
I stumbled
upon a thesis for my rant, which is going to be upsetting. And I didn't even know I was coming in hot. I came in slow hot. It's heating up because it's interesting that I like Naughty Dog so much and so much of what they do. And I like all the reasons they do the things they do. And I can explain myself much more clearly in game on. But the nutshell of my rant is, I think Uncharted is their weakest property.
Ooh.
And it's fine. It's not really my cup of tea, but I'm also not obsessed with Indiana Jones, of which I think it's essentially just a ripoff. And I find the shooting in it not fun. Okay, here's what I'll say. Today we're talking about Uncharted 4, and I think Uncharted 4 actually holds together really well, even as a gameplay experience. But I also recently played 1 through 4 in succession, and I think 1, 2, and 3, the mechanics are just too clunky to really be acceptable for like a 3D shooting game. And it took them till 4, and 4 came out after Last of Us. So I feel like Last of Us, they finally got their shit together, and then they just copy and paste those mechanics to 4, and that's why 4 is good. The reason Uncharted still rules is because of the plot and characters. which are excellent, and I'll get into that too. But I think mechanically it's just decent.
Mm.
The end.
Interesting. Ooh. Dave, it's tradition that our guest be sandwiched between our opinions.
Oh, that's hot.
Like the soft, sweet meat that you are.
That's your nickname, sweet meat.
Sweet meat? Oh, sweet meat. That is a fucking great nickname, by the way. See, you're not opposed to it, sweet meat. All right,
no,
buddy.
I will wrap myself in that robe and comfortably.
It's done. You are sweet meat in my
pride.
Phone now.
Hit it, sweet meat.
I really like this game. I like all the Naughty Dog stuff. I don't like Crash Bandicoot, and this game reminds me of that, because I'm like, I want to see where I'm going, you stupid game. And I found it very charming, though, that they later make the game do that. My overall take on this, on Uncharted 4, is that I think this is, I really, really like this game. I think it's incredible to play, and then it has one excruciatingly bad part, specifically the crypt with the exploding mummies. I fucking hate.
Oh.
I hate that level.
Oh.
It slows down the game. It makes the pacing shitty. It doesn't. It's a drag on the story because you're nearing the end, and then you have to just like do this mummy crypt for a while, and that really bummed me out. My favorite thing about Naughty Dog and this game and The Last of Us, and I haven't played the first three Uncharted for a while, and I liked them at the time, but I can completely see why the controls are clunky. And yeah, I understand the shooting frustrations with it. Like, the gunfights are like the part that you want to just get over with a lot of the times so you can move on with the story. But I love how on the rails this game is, and I love... I'm a big fan of open world, crafting games like Ark and Minecraft, but I also really love a game that's just, you can chill out and enjoy a story and be very on the rails. And I absolutely hate anything that tries to be both, because it always messes up. So yeah, I guess it's a boring take, because I like this game. I found it very emotionally satisfying. I like the story. I like the adventure stuff. I like that it rips off Indiana Jones, because Indiana Jones ripped off something too.
Right.
So, yeah, why not? Why not? Sure. We needed this game. It's whenever there's a new one, it's like the perfect escape for me. That's it. The end.
Okay. Wow. Sweet meat came in here with a really solid
sweet
take.
Sweet meat done. Sweet meat is cooked.
You're cooked. Yeah. Wow. Well, player three, Adam Gans, are coming in, I think, medium hot on this. I don't love Uncharted. So I have a couple things to say. First thing is, this is the best Uncharted, and I don't think it's close. It's the best because it added a couple of key things. It added the grappling hook, swinging stuff, which is a whole new mechanic and much better, and the sliding. It added those things. The gunplay is so much better than any of the other Uncharted's that it doesn't... It's legitimately a different game in terms of how the shooting feels and feels to do, and just how the guns work. Just much, much better. It de-emphasized fist fights, which I think was a good decision. Narratively, it's a lot more mature than Uncharted is, generally speaking, and tackles much more complicated versions of the characters, and pretty successfully, given that it's an action movie. Like this time, which is my second time playing through it, I was like, man, this is really, really well acted and really well scripted for an action movie. Like, it would be an excellent action movie. I think every Uncharted game is too long. These are not my favorite characters from the Uncharted world. My favorite characters from the Uncharted world are Chloe and Nadine and Sam in Uncharted Lost Legacy, which I thought the plot was not as good, but the characters were much more fun. I think they should continue making Uncharted games with those characters. I think that they were better. I think Last of Us is a much, much, much better game, for a lot of reasons, although I think Uncharted is... a more spirited and memorable experience from moment to moment than most of Last of Us, but Last of Us just has such a punch to it, and Uncharted is ultimately a little disposable. And that's a problem that it has. And it tried not to be that in this version. And I think that was smart by having more dramatic stakes than it typically does. But overall, it's like, you know, how many times are you going to climb on a green mountainside and shoot like 15 to 20 dudes who don't see you coming before it's like, all right, just get me to the fucking puzzle or get me to Libertalia or whatever. That's definitely how I felt by like chapter 15 of this game. It was just like, get me to the fucking end. And then it still had like eight more chapters or something. And every Uncharted game is like that. They're all too long. They should be shorter. And I know everyone's like, well, I want a long campaign. Yeah, but this, it's the same thing over and over and over. It's fun for like about 15 hours. And then after that, it's like, I'm not having fun anymore. I think that's my rant in general. That's it.
Pass good. Checkpoint.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
What a collection of sour assholes we are. Why are we covering this?
Well,
no, Dave likes it.
I really like it.
Yeah. But I get the, like, I playing it for this, I played it on super easy because I had already played the game like three times before.
Yeah.
And one, when you're playing it to just get through it, you do, the moment you like come up on a bunch of guys and they're like, okay, everybody be quiet. You're just like, no. I just want to blast through this.
Right.
Because the action gunfights, I think, are... I enjoy them. I really enjoy this game, but I would identify them as the weakest part of the game.
And they're much improved in this game, and they're still that way.
I would say the same for The Last of Us, where it's like, you get so into the story. Like, my favorite parts are just walking through an environment, solving, like, kind of platforming puzzles and solving, like, booby traps and shit.
I agree.
The whole game could be that.
The stakes are much higher all the time in Last of Us, which, I played through before this just to know for sure how I felt about it. Last of Us, it's so much more visceral and satisfying to kill somebody than it ever is in Uncharted. Uncharted, mm-hmm. like, you murder hundreds of people, and it's like, yeah, isn't that fun? Now swing to that cliff, buddy. You know, you'll get over there.
Yeah, that's, I like Uncharted. Like, I, my favorite, like combination is you play The Last of Us and then you play Uncharted as like the dessert, because The Last of Us, everything is so goddamn difficult.
Yeah,
like even like climbing up takes a while. Your Joel is just so tired all the time, and then this one, it's like, it's, you know, it's not reality. You're running around, you're swinging, you're shooting people, you're not like killing people in these like desperate dark ways where you got them pinned down. Like, it's just, it's two different genres, you know?
And I totally
like that
agree.
They're different.
Yeah. I think that, like, this is honestly what I want out of an action movie experience. Like, Uncharted 4 is, like, this is what I want every action movie experience to be. Like, it's pretty tense.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty tense at times. Your heart does get going. You know, things break when you don't. It's like, and it's scripted really well. You know, that's a pretty successful outing for a video game, right? To be like, this is as good as most action movies.
Yeah, and I like how they reveal things. Like I like when you're scuba diving and you're like, oh, this is neat. Yeah. You're on another adventure, yeah. And you have to slowly realize, like, oh no, you're just in a river somewhere because right. This is your job now.
This is a day job. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. I agree with that. It is the best storytelling cinematically in video games. Naughty Dog is the best in video games cinematically.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's, I mean, I think there's more creative ideas out there. Like, I would say BioShock in general is a more creative property than anything that Naughty Dog's made up, but they don't do cinema the way Naughty Dog does cinema.
Well, I'll give the answer that some people on the internet would give, but I agree with you. That's what I like about Naughty Dog. I think the only one that rivals them in reputation is Hideo Kojima. Some people think... He's the, I roll my, yeah, I don't, but you know, he tries to be cinematic, but I think other than him, it's Naughty Dog all the way. And I wonder if what we're getting at, because I've heard a lot of people who love Last of Us now come to the realization that, is it bad that I just want the gameplay parts to be done quickly? Whereas in Uncharted 4, I would argue the first time you play through, the addition of the stealth component or like stealth kills and stuff are way more robust and satisfying.
Definitely.
And the encounters become like a little jungle gym that you can do stealth until it breaks down. And when it breaks down, you do some shooting and then you get out of there. But I completely agree that after a dozen or two dozen of those encounters, you're like, that's not what I'm here for. And I wonder if it points to a limitation of the medium, or like, I guess what I'm getting at is I've always wanted video game storytelling to get super good. And now that it's finally getting too good, is it too good? Because does incredibly compelling cinematic story that has to be on rails because each plot beat is important to the thesis. Is that antithetical to interactivity?
No, I think the problem here is that they feel because of the price point, I might've made this point for Last of Us too. They think because of the price point, you got to get 20 plus hours out of it.
Mm.
You know, like that's what they think. And like, I'm like, I kind of wish there was a way, and I don't think it's possible. And we've had this conversation before, Mike, but I wish there was a $30 version of Uncharted.
That was a 12-hour campaign.
Right, like Uncharted Lost Legacy is exactly that. That's exactly what it is.
Lost Legacy is amazing. And it added the winch, which I really enjoyed. It was always satisfying to rip shit out of the wall.
That was also an Uncharted 4.
Okay.
And that was another good invention by it, is being able to drive shit like that.
The winch, yeah. Although my favorite gameplay part, like action set piece in Uncharted 4, has got to be also the truck, but the flotilla of trucks, climbing around the side of the truck, jumping to the other trucks and back and getting towed shit. Yeah.
That was in 3, too. That's like a staple, I think, of Uncharted.
Super good
2.
Sequence, yeah.
Yeah, it's rad. Uncharted 3 has that.
Are you talking about doing the winch stuff or doing the chase?
I'm talking about the chase. I pivoted.
The one that's in Africa, right?
The chase shooting scene. Yeah.
I was going to say, from the moment they go into that church to that chase, it's top notch.
Very fun all the way.
That clock puzzle, everything.
Oh, yeah, the clock.
That's really good.
Yeah, the pirate painting puzzle. And then going into that action scene where you're running away from the tank, and then you get in a car and you're going down the hills. And then you go into that chase. It's a blast.
I think there's like 3 really solid sequences in this game. That's one of them. I think the party when they do the auctioning and all that stuff, like that's pretty fun.
I was going to bring that up next. Yeah.
And there's a part of Libertalia, like kind of right up top, and also a little bit when you're first discovering what Libertalia is. And seeing like all the different houses, that part's all very good. It just goes on and on, you know, that's the problem.
Seeing like what had happened, all the skeletons around, you know, around the dinner table.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The reveals, like, you go through a little bit of ruins, you crawl, and suddenly you're in this big, like, expansive, ancient pirate town. It's so satisfying.
Well, and it's funny to me that like we're on game 4, right? So like just like Indiana Jones, they have to come up with an artifact that's worth chasing. And they were so smart to be like, this is the one that's about pirates. Because yeah, like,
and not a crystal alien skull.
Right. That's like a thing they could have easily blown their wad on that idea because it's so obvious earlier, but they didn't. Because they, you know, they were trying to keep it in sort of the Temple of Doom zone. And that's why this was such a perfect time to introduce the ridiculous idea of a long-lost brother.
Yeah.
Because it's and, like, we're doing pirates, motherfucker. What well, else do you want?
The fourth one, the final chapter, of course, is about introspecting into the nature of Nathan Drake's character himself. So it's the one where you're tracking pirates because that's what Nathan Drake is. He's a pirate.
I also like
you're
the fact
studying
that,
what you are.
Yeah. I like the fact that it was technically their first treasure hunt. Because, yeah, mm-hmm. if you've decided to become a treasure hunter,
right.
you're going to be like, well, pirates, right? We're going to do pirates first.
Right.
So they did do pirates first. We just never got to see it until the brother came back.
I mean, if you accept their timeline, you know, yeah. like if you accept that it's
well,
as a
I
fact.
Well, I will say, because right. of the Indiana Jones connection, I think it brought to mind various Lucas Spielberg universe movies of that era. And then I was like, when he's in the cave and the whole final sequence aboard the ship and finding the treasure and fighting Rafe, I just couldn't stop thinking about Goonies.
Yeah, it's very Goonies.
Yeah,
100%.
It's very Goonies.
It felt like I was in Goonies if I were going to stab someone in the heart with a sword. Yeah. Though.
I love, it's kind of changing the subject. I love how...
That's fine.
How off the rails Rafe gets.
Yes,
whereas,
me
like,
too.
He completely forgets what he's doing.
Right.
It's like, you don't need to sword fight this guy in a burning pirate ship. You have treasure.
Right.
Just go with your treasure, man.
Apparently, at the end, like, his dialogue implies that really the whole time he was just jealous of Nathan Drake.
Right.
And be like, this is coming up now?
It's yeah. very, it's very,
we
could have like,
talked this out, man.
Right. Easily over a beer and it would have been fine. It's very, like, Treasure of Sierra Madre, though. Like, I think that's yeah. kind of the lesson here, right? Is like,
it's just driving
pirates,
them mad.
Well, yeah, and also, they're pirates. Like, at their core, they're pirates, and it's really yeah. about me having all and not
well,
about,
that was,
you know.
Nadine's line is good. Like you said, the script is good.
It's very good.
Why did you make us look at that? Because everyone who seeks this treasure gets what they deserve. So it totally makes sense to me that it would hit you, Dave, more than me, because I think you also like action movies more than I do. I'm not like a big action movie guy. So I feel like what we all recognize is it's super well made. And the only reason it's not my cup of tea is it's not the, if this were a movie, it would be like a movie that I'd be like, yeah, that's fun, but it's not my favorite movie or anything.
Right.
So I just think what I'm really saying is the fact that it's even in that conversation is astounding to me that they had a video game reach a narrative quality level where I'm comparing it to movies I like.
Oh yeah.
Like Indiana Jones is not my favorite Spielberg Lucas thing, but to compare a video game to Indiana Jones, and I would say the script is better than a 2 out of 4 installments
oh,
of Indiana
yeah.
Jones.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's quite a fucking accomplishment for gaming, where
the
narrative has been kept at such this mediocre bar.
They're so good at mixing gameplay with like narrative and like getting these emotional moments. Like I teared up at the end of this game.
Me
because
too.
The beginning when he's at his house and you see his whole life and you can go through his photo albums. Mm-hmm. And then at the end where you wake up and you're playing video games and you're his daughter and you slowly realize that, and she goes through the photo albums, or you have that option and you can see the whole life again now with her included.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so well done that it just sort of, it lets you explore the moment and feel the emotions you're going to feel doing that.
Yeah.
But I got to ask, but did you play, I believe it's called Left Behind, The Last of Us DLC?
Is that the mall?
No, that's
the mall.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's fucking
yeah.
incredible.
So I'm like, and this is the difference I would have just between movie genres. I'm like, yeah, you might tear up at the end of Avengers, but dude, did you see Mother?
Yeah.
Like at the end, I wasn't tearing up. I was fucking bawling. I want that hardcore tragedy shit.
Right. I like that Naughty Dog can do every level of it.
Yes.
Because
they
I don't want to be bawling at the end, but like this like game gave me enough to worry about these characters.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I thought, oh, Sam, if this is a bad movie, Sam would die because he did something wrong. Oh God, are they going to kill off Sully? You know, like you're not sure. Cause it also feels like the last one because that's
right.
What it is.
I thought the premise.
There was a chance their marriage might actually fail as the costy paid.
I thought so
that
too.
Would have been bad too. Yeah.
I love when she shows up and she's just like, all right, let's do this adventure. And you get to adventure with her. Mm-hmm. And it's
and
like, oh, this is great.
I like that she's also mature. Like she's a mature character. She's not just like, I'm so mad at you, but we're going to get through this. She's like trying to figure him out still.
Right. And mm-hmm. she like, also kind of loves it.
Yeah.
The adventure.
Right. And that's the great thing about this game is that the undercurrent of like, we love a thing that's dangerous and we have to actually be honest about that in this game. In this one,
so that's,
we got to talk about that, you know, and that's and it's done very well, I think. Given that
but that's
problem.
Where I feel like, okay, so like a good concrete point that is under the umbrella of what I was saying about, I wonder if there's a point where execution of story actually fights with a fun game. In Last of Us, so in other words, both are so cinematic that when I'm playing them, I feel very immersed and I think of them as real and I'm attached to the things. In Last of Us, everything I kill is a zombie and the body count is much lower. In Uncharted, at this point in the story, having played 1, 2, 3, and 4, Nathan Drake has literally, because I played as him, murdered thousands of people with guns and knives and fists and burned people and dropped them out of buildings. And in a game, I can normally just think that is abstract, like it just represents the bad guys as I traverse the level. But I'm thinking, I'm so immersed in Naughty Dog games that I'm like, isn't it? It's weird that he killed thousands of people and now they're just going to retire and haul salvage out of the ocean.
He's
weird.
A serial killer.
And this game, because it's so well done, it is a problem. I agree. It's
and
weird
he's
to
really
think of
like
that.
Mild mannered and well adjusted. He seems to be a cool dude. And I'm like, he would have PTSD like a motherfucker.
Yeah. He'd be Daniel Plainview. He'd be a real fucking maniac.
Or at least Hurt Locker. He'd be waking up in the middle of the night going like, the traps, the stones, they're shifting. And she's like, you're home. You're home, Nathan.
Turn the left
Come
forearm.
Back
Turn
me.
The left forearm. I agree. It is a consequence-free environment, like for him.
He's a aged Goonie though. Like he's a grown up adventure kid is what we learn. They break into Laura Croft's house. Like he's used to all this violence and adventure. So I'd like to think that he's just long calloused over emotionally because this is just what life is.
Well, and they do. Okay. So just to take it a little seriously on its face, they do imply in both 3 and 4 that like he isn't really a great partner because of this problem, right? Like he breaks off the engagement with Elena before 3 starts, and then he basically jeopardizes his marriage in 4 because his brother holds him hostage emotionally.
Well, he's an adrenaline addict, and I guess the happy ending of 4 is she reveals it's okay, I also am, so it actually is fine.
Right.
I mean, but I guess that's why it's okay that they're not, that she's not furious with him for what he did.
And that's the type of couple that would be in an action movie.
Right.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It hangs together. It's just not like they're not really people.
Yeah.
You know, like.
No, it's the same way the movement you feel as opposed to The Last of Us, you feel like a real human in The Last of Us, the way you move. And in this one, you're like a little superhuman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, more than a little.
They're the DuckTales crew. Like, they exist to go on DuckTales. They're not going to stop going on DuckTales.
Right.
You know what I
Dave,
mean?
I would try to traverse one of these ledges, fucking one, and that would be the end of my adventure. Like, uh-huh. It's not possible any of the things that he does. Like, not one of them is possible. And I think that's what's fun
He also should get fired, right? He just disappeared from his salvage job for like a month.
Yeah.
Well, they bought it then. It's like, I feel like his boss was very much like, look, man, I'm just glad you're willing to work here at all. So like, you know, you need to take off for a month. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
whatever.
I love that they bought it with these like, here's an ancient gold coin. Right,
here's doubloons. Trade
How
those
much is
somehow.
That worth?
Yeah.
I don't know. More than this building. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes,
so get an appraiser.
I'm going to trade this with Aztec feathers. Thank you. You know, like, yeah, I right. It is impossible. But somehow Naughty Dog patches it over with a, you play with a teenage girl at the end and somehow it like feels very cathartic. They're very good at that point of view.
And well, we always talk about, you know, the little mechanical attentions to detail that become seminal or that make a game feel better. And I think Naughty Dog has a real penchant for contextual animation specifically. Like I notice Naughty Dog games have just excellent, like, without you changing anything, you are left stick walking towards the wall. And when you get close to the wall, the player like reaches their hand up to look like they would naturally would if you were close to a wall. All the climbing stuff, like you said, you can do impossible traversal stuff that would clearly like break your arms and legs, but it doesn't look that bad. Like the animation is all tweened together really well.
Oh yeah.
To where you almost buy everything you do. And, I would say, I would argue kind of better than Assassin's Creed,
a little
which
bit.
Very much does the same thing. Assassin's Creed, you have a little more suspension of disbelief of like, whatever, he just hovers up to the next grab point magically because he's super climber guy. I feel like Nathan Drake's climbing is pretty like weighty, even when he does shit where you're like, no one could do that,
see,
but whatever.
I think that Uncharted doesn't bother yada yada-ing the climbing. Whereas Assassin's Creed at this point is sort of yada yadaing the climbing. It's like, you know, and then he climbs up the thing and whatever.
That actually bothers me about the...
Agreed.
Because I feel like Assassin's Creed... I feel like a couple Assassin's Creeds ago, they actually did do the work. Where, like, you couldn't... Like,
Was it the French one? The French one where they
maybe,
went to...
Yeah. Yeah. I miss when there used to be a time in Assassin's Creed where it's like, okay, you got to go synchronize at the top of this building and you have to sit and legitimately think about how you're going to climb it. Because it's almost like a puzzle where you're like, no, I can't go up there. Oh, I can go there and around there. But now it's just like, yeah, I just hit or mash X next to a building and the animation goes and I get up there. And it's like, why did they take that away? That's
I honestly think it's because they have to release them so fast. And it's like, you know, they assume, you know, you've Assassin's Creed before, you know what it is. So like, let's skip to the thing that's new in this game, boats or whatever the fuck it is, you know?
Right.
You know, you fly an eagle this time, whatever.
Well, and now with Odyssey, they're almost, obviously you can still climb everything as much as you want, but they're trying to sort of even lean away and prove the game can be other stuff. It's more about being in a field doing an attack cycle against the guy, you know, like Witcher style.
If we ever,
which is a real shame.
If we ever do Assassin's Creed Odyssey, the one-upsmanship, Dave, I want you on that because I know you've played it a bunch.
Oh, yeah, and I've played all the Assassin's Creed. I legitimately love the story of the first three.
I do, too.
And I like the new games, but I do think they've sort of lost their way.
So Assassin's Creed Odyssey is like a really fun counterpoint to Uncharted because it has a kind of family, lost family dynamic thing that you're playing out the entire time. And it's just nowhere near, because it's trying to be a little bit more choose your adventure about it. And Uncharted's like, no, the story's just this one thing. You're doing this one thing and it's going to play out. And no surprise, it's more fun. Like Uncharted's way more fun because of that.
Well, they're different. When I was saying before that I hate games that try to be between, I was specifically thinking of that new Star Wars game.
Yeah.
And the newest God of War, both great games, but I hate it when a game is trying to be linear, but also wants you to feel like you're playing an open world. So it makes the maps confusing and it makes you feel like you're missing things.
Right.
And that you don't want to go back because it's always tedious to go back.
I thought God of War was phenomenal, like a very notable masterpiece. I really am excited. I hope we cover it.
We did.
I liked
we
it.
We did cover God
of War.
Like
it as much.
And
I didn't like it as much as the first three, though.
I agree.
I don't know. There's
I disagree, but I want to keep us on track. So
okay,
I only bring it up to say that you're absolutely right. I thought what I was going to say is I thought the new God of War was the best God of War so far. And for my money, I had the most enjoyment out of it.
Right.
And I think it was because they barely even pretended it wasn't on rails, but they still did. And yeah. I do think you're right. It would have been even stronger if they were like, you're going to go to Jotunheim and then Whateverheim and then Whateverheim. That's chapter 4. That's chapter 5. Whatever.
Yeah, just go through. I like
the only open world component is like if you want to go to the labyrinth where you fuck around and do challenges, that's over here. Otherwise, continue the story from this point. I would have been totally fine with that. And I think it didn't suffer too much because they basically did that. All they did was, like you said, you spent some amount of time backtracking occasionally randomly.
Well, you can refer
to a chapter.
You can refer to our God of War one-upsmanship in which I eviscerated that opinion with my contempt because I totally disagree. But I don't want
to. Cool.
I think the component that makes it frustrating is leveling up. Like in Uncharted, in this game, there's no point where you like beat an area that you're like, oh, I better look around, or like, oh, do I need to back? It's just go forward,
right.
go forward. Don't worry.
Yeah,
you're just playing the story. You're enjoying yourself. Go at whatever pace you want. Whereas like God of War and that Jedi game have a level up system, so you can't afford to miss things. But since it's not open world, it's like semi, you hit these like forks in the map constantly. And you're like, well, if I go one way, it might put me down this like the on a like a slide that I can't come back from. And like if I go left, there might be a freaking like box with something I really need. And so it's like you go down one way and you're like, shit, is this the game continuing? Is this the level up?
And I mean, you have to like, yeah. You could argue that about Metroid, right? Or so I guess what I'm getting at, the reason I didn't want to get too in the weeds about God of War is my central question for this episode are the fundamentals of gameplay, the actual building blocks of interactivity. Should I go left? Should I go right? I don't know what the outcome will be if I make choices. Is there such a thing as going too far where it's like, why don't we just make a movie of Uncharted? Why is it a game?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah. I know, because it's like an interactive movie, it feels like.
Can't you push it so far that why is it a game at some point?
I think that's why the puzzles, I think that where the puzzles come in, because that makes you feel like there's only one answer, but it makes you feel satisfied for figuring it out on your own.
Agreed. I think
that's true. We've glossed over the puzzles, which are a third of the experience. Yeah.
And they're also pretty, like just in general, they all feel like something out of Indiana Jones. I mean, like, you know, and there's not a one that's like, wow, that one was incredible. They're all just sort of fun and they're.
But it's funny to me, the idea that like the analogous activity would be like watching The Godfather, and like 45 minutes in, they pause it and they're like, do this Rubik's Cube.
<They're> like, you want more? Or sleep with the fishes.
That'd be awesome.
That is true. That
all right, we'll keep going with the plot. Okay.
You wanna do real quick, load up this gun. Just load it up and then hand it back to us. No,
you earned it.
I agree that would be weird. But again,
well, it's just interesting that video games are essentially saying, do this fun activity. Now you earned a story beat. I just can't think of another medium where that would even feel organic. Yeah.
Well, you have to keep be in the mood too. There's a part in this game where the auction, when you're escaping on the roof and you're like, you gotta get out of here. I got to a point in the roof where like it was a very non-lethal drop to just the ground where you could presumably leave the premises. So I was like, oh, let me try to hop down. And then, of course, it goes black and it's like, you died. And it's like, no, I didn't. You just don't want me to go there.
You have to accept
that it's like, okay, this is just you're going through a narrative that's predetermined.
And that's how all video games used to be for, you know, at least 10 to 20 years of video game history. And things, you know, the open world sort of like forge your own narrative thing has sort of displaced that. And Uncharted's kind of a fun, you know, retro look back at what games have been in the past. But it's not Telltale. Like, again, Telltale is basically
an interactive movie.
That's a true interactive movie. And I think that they've done a really nice job of picking properties and executing them for the most part in a way that heightens the interactivity but still gives you the movie experience. Uncharted is at the disadvantage of having a really good but lengthy plot and then not knowing how much game you really want to play to get to those plot pieces. Because, I would argue, if this thing was only 10 hours, it'd be perfect. 100% perfect. And I know there'd be a percentage of people that are like, no, it needs to be another 10, 15 hours. I paid all this money. But I think that doesn't make the experience better. It just makes the economics make sense.
I would argue even Last of Us,
it's
much less so because they do mini stories that are themselves very pack-a-punch. Like,
yes.
Negotiating with the guy with the truck and realizing that his partner hung himself and all that stuff is like good standalone arcs in between. And yet there were scenes I could have cut out that I felt like, well, you wanted it to be 3 hours longer, so we got to go from this place to this place through this tunnel of zombies. Okay.
Right.
You know, it's fine.
Right. Yeah. Like the whole detour in Pittsburgh feels very like, ugh.
Right. But Uncharted even more so, I would argue, just because with an action franchise, it's hard to peg. You could cram as many action set pieces in as you can think of, or you could have less than that. It's kind of up to you. You know, it's not hard to string them together.
The weird moment, I think, is the crypt also symbolizes where you should get to the ship.
Yes.
It felt like.
Yes. It's just delaying
you. You've solved the mystery of the treasure. You're in Avery's house. Your brother has been kidnapped, and you think like, okay, this is it. And then they're like, here's a script, here's a crypt. And then they're like, and here's a bunch of more action sequences. Here's like armored guys. You're jumping on boats. There's like, there's another.
It's like Adam says, tank. It's as if they were saying, we really hope this has been satisfying. So here's your ending. We're going to pile a bunch of shit. Right. Please don't say the campaign was too short. We really
hope
we
don't want you to feel that way. That's they're more afraid of that than of you, than of the story being totally satisfying, I think.
That said, as first playing this game as someone who does like that, I did like being like, oh shit, there's more. Oh good. Because it was one of those games, I get to that place in games where I'm like, oh, I don't want this to end.
Yeah.
And I get very happy when they're like, oh, it's not ending. There's tons more.
But it did. I mean, again, if you were writing the screenplay, Dave, like there's
yes, I would cut
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, I think you'd cut everything basically after the fight on the beach in the wrecked pirate ships. Like, so there's a whole sequence. It takes you forever to get all the way through Pirate Utopia, and you get the whole story of what happened with Thomas Too and Avery and everything else. And then you're having a literal battle in the wrecked ships of all the dead pirates. And and then, like, there's a moment where it's like, okay, guys, we're going to go home now. And Sam arbitrarily decides, not me, I'm going to go back. And then it requires you to do another two chapters because of that. And you're like, ah.
Requires or lets you, if you're listening and you like more game.
Right.
It depends on your vantage.
But again, that is the first set of beats that you would cut out of a screenplay.
Of a screenplay, yes. You know? And when you push the game closer and closer to what a movie is, you start inviting movie logic into the room, which I agree. That's what's interesting to me.
Yeah, that's what makes
it
special.
You start to invite comparisons to movie rules instead of game rules.
Right. So... but we can, do we all agree?
We wanted to build in I just want to make sure we get to our spreadsheet.
Sure.
Too.
I got to make sure I bring that up.
That's basically what I got for UC4TE.
Do we all agree that, this is the best Uncharted?
Definitely. Yes. Hands down. Yes.
We haven't talked about how much Sully fucks.
Please.
And I'm very concerned.
Yeah, please bring that up.
I went without saying.
He has so many kids in different countries.
Definitely.
He is like the space mountain of mustache rides. Like he is famously just like fucking, right?
I want to see Sean Connery have his first gay experience with Sully. I think that would be the ultimate.
That would be an interesting
100%.
That might be like mirror fucking, honestly. You know what I mean?
That's my point.
It would open up like a black hole.
Yeah, lots of Scottish snarling. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad we addressed Scully's fucking.
Scully?
Scully? Sully.
Oh, Sully. Sorry, my cat distracted me. Did we switch to X-Files?
Not yet. No,
no, not yet.
No, we did not
yet. I'm trying. I'm pushing it, but not yet.
I bet Scully would frostily hate fuck Sully. to get some information about aliens he may have.
Is that
Scully? Mulder would, because Mulder will hate fuck for alien information.
Okay.
Scully doesn't give a shit about the alien stuff.
Scully don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your next Gamefully Unemployed t-shirt. Scully don't give a shit.
Scully don't give a shit.
Scully having like a white claw with, you know, just in a tank top in a kiddie pool on a Sunday, enjoying her Sunday. Scully don't give a shit.
I was watching an X-Files episode today, and it's one where Mulder goes on a hunt for killer cockroaches, and the whole episode, he just keeps calling Scully for advice, and every time it cuts to Scully, she's like washing her dog or just eating ice cream and having a great night where she just does not give a fuck.
That's awesome. Gets chores done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sully's also there. Sam's also there. It's true. We didn't get into Sully. He is a big part of it, and he's good.
Sully's just got it all figured out. Yeah. Like he's fantastic.
I think that's what makes the addition of Sam so risky, is that he's a really different chemistry balance that they have to figure out, and they nailed it. Like he's a fun character, and they nailed it.
And they have to make the character that is a betrayer who is still redeemable, which is tricky to hit sometimes. If you go too far, the redemption seems unearned. If you don't go far enough, you're like, they were always good. Nothing was at risk.
Right.
But his soul seems legitimately in jeopardy, and then you can forgive him at the end. So they achieved it well.
Right. Well, and also they didn't always achieve it well in other Uncharteds. Like Uncharted 3 has got that Statham figure who is pretty boring by comparison. So again, they really labored over this one. Like this one's much cleaner. That's this old bear's opinion.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
So we got sweetmeats, bones, and this old bear.
Yeah,
that's a good spread.
I like that nickname for all three of us.
I have one more question for this game, and this is just for treasure hunt movies in general. They can go back and get the pirate treasure, right?
They professionally run a salvage thing, and the problem was that the ship burned and sank in shallow water. Can't they just go?
Yeah. Why wouldn't
they just go with some bulldozers? Like it. This is a. I think a lot of treasure movies have this issue where it's just like, just go back when you have stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, just go get some stuff. No one knows where it is. You know exactly where it is. There's always that treasure hunt movie moment, like in Indiana Jones, where he goes down to get the ark, and then they just pop out of some rocks. And it's like, oh, you could have went in that way.
Yeah.
Now you know. Now you know. And now you can go back and check that place out.
One of my favorite latter-day Simpsons meta jokes is Maggie's stuck in the bathroom and they try to pick it with a coat hanger and some joke happens. And then they try two other things and then the door opens and they go, oh, no, what happened? Or how'd that work? And Lisa's standing there and she goes, I tried the coat hanger again. I don't understand why we only try things one time.
Right. That's great. Great joke.
For economy of storytelling, Lisa. Mm.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Okay, well, now it is checkpoint time. So we hear that sweet, soothing sound effect of Link slashing and hitting a checkpoint.
Oh, yeah.
And then we read from the spreadsheet, or have you failed?
I have failed. I can't find it.
What the fuck?
I'm so sorry.
Can where, I have it?
I know where it is.
Does Dave have it?
No, Dave doesn't.
Is it in the sweetmeats?
Okay. Can I have the spreadsheet?
Wait, but how?
It's in the.
Is it gone forever?
No, no, it's not gone forever. It's just buried in the server somewhere, and I can't remember exactly where.
It's buried in
Google
the
it.
Server.
Search it.
I'm searching it.
Okay, search it.
Otherwise, we can just keep pimping this like it's a huge event, and then it'll be really underwhelming when it finally happens.
Which is exactly what I don't want.
We've mentioned it a few times. It's going to be huge. We got a guy's going to do balloon animals. We'll be there. All right. Well, in the meantime, Dave, would you keep or delete Uncharted 4?
I would keep it because, I mean, Uncharted is sort of like I want to keep whatever the newest one is because they keep improving it. I just think this is a, you know, I don't know. With Naughty Dog, I know this and The Last of Us mainly.
Yeah.
And so it's like each of those, you know, those types of games I would keep because they both represent like a really like unique game storytelling that I like, which is that mainly the moments where you're just sort of taking in a really beautiful environment.
If you could only keep one between main game and Lost Legacy, which would you keep?
I haven't. Oh, wait.
Lost
Legacy is
Chloe.
The new
yeah,
one,
it's with
right?
Chloe and Nadine.
I've only played that once. I'd have to play it again.
Okay. It's quite good.
Yeah, I remember really liking it. I think
Naughty Dog kick ass at DLCs.
Yeah, they really do. Main game, it'd be hard to not keep that just because, you know, it's the main story.
There's more of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will delete because I feel that it's mutually exclusive with Last of Us, and I would definitely keep Last of Us.
Really?
Over
you
this.
Think this is mutually exclusive with that? I think they're really different experiences.
Well, I'm sure you've been asked this. How much room do you have to keep and delete?
Like 200 games, like 100, 200 games, something like that.
Yeah. It's hard because I would then have to like look at all the game. You know, it's like when you're packing and you got to throw things out. Like I'd want to look at it all.
I understand
that,
Dave. I understand that you want to weigh each piece out like a precious stone. But
yeah, because if someone was like, "All right, you can only take The Last of Us or Uncharted," I'd be like, "Well, I have to take The Last of Us."
Yeah, definitely.
I'd be sad.
Sure.
I'd want to take them both.
And of course, Adam abdicates his vote because he failed to find the spreadsheet.
No, sir. I do not accept these parameters whatsoever. No, neither thing is true. Ew. Instead, a third thing, which is me voting on my own thing.
This old bear.
No. So I would definitely delete this, and I would delete all Uncharted. The reason why is I don't enjoy it enough to keep it. There are Assassin's Creeds that I like better than Uncharted, frankly. And I don't think that Uncharted is carving totally different space out from like Last of Us or BioShock or Assassin's Creed. And I think all of them have their own place where they're stronger than Uncharted. I did find the spreadsheet. It's here now.
Hell yeah.
I did. I have it right here.
Let's transition right quickly then to that before we all fall to fighting. Because, man, those were some...
Of course.
That was some disagreement at the end.
Yeah.
I understand that I'm... that this is a little bit of a hot take for you guys.
I love that we invite our friends generally to guest on episodes about games that we know they're going to come in positive on, and we delete it always.
Well, all right, I have a question. Do guests normally keep, right?
Usually, it's easier to have a guest on because they're excited to talk about the game. It's rare that a guest will go, "Oh, I looked at the list of games you're interested in, and I want to cover this because I hate it." You know what I mean?
Well, Dave was on the Far Cry 5 episode in which he deleted Far Cry 5.
Well, I think that was one of those exceptions.
Yeah,
it
did.
Was where you wanted to talk about it because you were like, it's not because I love it. It's because I have a thesis about it that's interesting. That happens rarely.
I like the Far Cry,
though. Literally the only time that a guest has deleted the game.
Wow. Yeah. I probably deleted it for a previous Far Cry, though. I don't know.
I believe you said that
pervert to... Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to go through every single one of these things, Mike?
Well, I wanted to present a real quick theory, though, is I think also the guests aren't as conservative as you guys because they're not keeping and deleting constantly.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I might as well keep it.
I'll keep it. You know, I give a shit.
Yeah.
What am I playing? Nothing? Is it this or nothing? I'll keep it.
Yeah.
So, Mike, how do you want to do this? Because we have at this point around 40, roughly 40 episodes of games. How do you want to do it?
I want you to read them continuously. I think we should just read them all in a row.
Okay.
Then go, what did you think?
Okay, I'll do this. Yeah. I will do this.
Okay.
I will do this, but it's a little lengthy. You've heard my proviso. Okay, so Mario Odyssey, both of us kept it. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, both of us kept it. Grand Theft Auto 5, Mike deletes, Adam keeps. Destiny, the first one, both of us deleted it. Oh. BioShock Infinite, both of us kept it. Overwatch, both of us deleted it and Star kept it. What Remains of Edith Finch, both of us deleted it. Oof. Last of Us, we both kept it. Everybody kept that one, including Tom. Call of Duty World War II, we both deleted it. Skyrim, I kept it. You deleted Skyrim, you monster. Ooh. You deleted it, you monster.
I'm with you, Mike.
Portal 2, we both kept it. Far Cry 5, we both deleted. God of War 4, we both deleted. Metal Gear Solid 5,
I deleted it. Okay.
You deleted and I kept it.
Okay.
Fallout 4, I deleted it. You kept it. That's insane. Also,
I
Vanessa
think Metal Gear 5 is nonsensical. It's fun.
You're wrong.
Anyway,
you're totally wrong about this. Super Metroid, we both kept it. That bodes well for us.
Yeah.
Halo, you deleted it and I kept it. Fucking maniac. Fallout New Vegas, we both kept it.
Yeah.
We both kept
that. I'm surprised at you. Good job. Good taste.
Yeah. I had to keep a Fallout. Red Dead Redemption 1, we all kept. Horizon Zero Dawn, both of us deleted.
Weird. Because we're so excited about the second one.
Correct. Sonic CD, we both deleted.
Yeah.
Minecraft with Cody, everybody kept it. Red Dead Redemption 2, we both kept it. Our Sega versus Genesis game, or Genesis versus SNES game, you picked Genesis, and I picked SNES and kept myself pure. Super Mario World, we both kept. GoldenEye, all of us kept it. Dead Space, all of us kept it. Is that right? Yeah. Resident Evil 2, the remake, you kept, I deleted. Telltale's The Walking Dead.
Lenient on my part, yeah.
That's shaky. Shadow of the Colossus, we both kept. The Walking Dead, Telltale's Walking Dead, I deleted it, and you kept it. Assassin's Creed 2, you deleted, I kept. Subnautica, we all kept. That's kind of crazy. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, we both deleted. Super Mario or Spider-Man, we all deleted, and Soren kept it.
Soren kept, because it's the one game he played this year.
Borderlands 2, we both deleted. Mortal Kombat 11, you kept and I deleted. Control, you kept and I deleted. And that's as far as it's updated.
I stand by both of those last two. So my quick observations
are... I do not stand by that.
Nintendo dominates more than I thought it would, even though I always think of myself as having a weird chip on my shoulder against Nintendo. I'm also a fair man, so when the game comes up and I look at it, I tend to go, you're right, it is a keeper. And fuck if they're not good at making games, because they kind of dominated that
list.
But
we're picking the best ones, though.
Yes, yes. Like, we're not covering Splatoon.
Right. There's a lot of things we would delete.
Sorry, Splatoon fans. I know it's quite good.
Yeah, but we wouldn't keep it. Let's be honest.
That's a whole different podcast. The gameplay mechanic is very innovative. Anyway, other observations. Definitely, you can see I care more about story and you care more about mechanics. I saw that coming through. I feel like we started friendlier and we've gotten more discriminating as it's gone on. We were easier in the beginning.
I think that means that we are more comfortable disagreeing,
and we feel less beholden to say we liked a game just because everyone likes it.
Agreed. You also
understand the metric better. We on Fox Mulder's a Maniac, we rate how bonkers he is, and we figured it out over time. You have to kind of go back sometimes and be like, actually, This is we gave this too low or too high. Like, I feel like you guys have gotten into the groove of what keep or delete means.
And I'm sure he has a few that he's going to hold over me. I'm going to hold the Grand Theft Auto 5 delete.
Oh,
and like every time,
really?
Time that you keep a thing like Mortal Kombat 11 or Control, it's like, no, that's insane. And you deleted Grand Theft Auto 5? No, I'm sorry. That's insane.
Hey, I deleted Sonic CD for you.
You did, which I that's because we're friends. That's the friendship.
That's funny because I was going to say my last takeaway is that we're way too easy on Rockstar. Red Dead 1 and 2, both.
They're both excellent games.
But they didn't innovate the entire direction of the medium of gaming, and we kept both installments. That's crazy.
Sequels. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. GTA 5, you're going to go to the aliens and say, I know you just finished GTA 5, but it's also important you play Red Dead 1. Oh, you're done? It's important you play Red Dead 2 now. Blast Core.
I'm gonna tell them, Hail Overlord, gleep, 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 gleep. Play all three of these fucking games.
Rockstar's great. They represent us. Their cheeky sense of humor is what we're all about in 2020. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm very comfortable. No, I'm sorry. You're putting words in my mouth.
Making Ryan Seacrest dance in the LA River naked because homoeroticism is emasculating. Adam Ganser.
I enjoy your misquotes almost as much as I enjoy your ignorance when it comes to Grand Theft Auto 5.
It's true. Ignorance is blisk. Wait, no, that's a Titanfall 2 joke. That's the wrong episode. Sorry, we recorded them back to back.
Too late. Yeah, too late. I can't believe you deleted Assassin's Creed 2. That's very surprising to me.
Believe it, baby.
Do you think you'd ever keep an Assassin's Creed?
Not that I've played. I think it's a...
Wow.
I think Ubisoft is pretty...
Is like A-, B+.
I think of them as A-minus games, not true AAA games. I feel like they are like bargain bin, churn them out. But high budget games. But still, the ethos behind them is like Madden ethos. Like, oh, that hit. Get one out every year till it stops hitting.
I agree. For instance, I kind of liked Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
And people lost their minds over Watch Dogs 2, and I couldn't get into it. And like, I know there's a new one coming out, and it's like, I'm going to probably play it because I think mostly for this podcast, honestly.
But I thought Division got boring real quick.
Yeah, I hate Division. I totally agree. I hate it. Dave, anything stand out to you in this list?
I don't get why people like them Zeldas.
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild.
Did we keep Link's Awakening, by the way?
I returned that game. The game sucked.
You're insane. You're like the only person. That's fucking...
It's like a really good mobile game for your phone.
That's a troll take. That's troll take. Right. I'm not having it, Dave. I'm not having it. That's troll take.
We got to get out of here before he brings down the whole podcast.
Like,
I think you all should be ashamed of yourselves for liking it.
Sweet meat,
you're going sour, baby. Sweet meat, you're going sour.
And I realized I have to try Fallout New Vegas again.
Hell yeah.
That game didn't agree with me, so I stopped playing
it. But
I don't think I gave it enough of a chance.
I can't believe you deleted Skyrim. That's insane. I'm hoping...
Skyrim's a bit dated. I tried to pick up Skyrim because I never played it, and... I can see why it's good, but it sort of is too dated to play.
So is Mario Brothers, but like you don't delete
Witcher
Mario 3
is
Brothers.
The same.
It's insane. Yeah. You know, like
play Skyrim in VR, it's great.
I bet it is. That's interesting. I bet it is. Well, we've done our jobs. We've entertained you and explained our feelings on the apparently very controversial Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we did those things.
We did that, and Dave was here, and of course, at the end, he tried to glee all over us.
Troll us, but we didn't fall for it. Good for
fucking,
us.
Fucking Dave. Knew it was coming.
He likes Dave. Zelda. He
it's
was
not
kidding.
A good.
It's fine,
it's
kids.
Not a
go
good
to
game.
Sleep.
Anything to plug, Dave?
I guess my Twitter, Movie Hooligan, I have a podcast network with Tom Ryman called Gamefully Unemployed. You can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. You'll see links to our SoundCloud, and there's exclusive podcasts and all that.
It's
good
great.
Thing. All those.
It's a great
things.
Business.
And just everybody take care of yourself. Don't play Zelda.
Don't play Zelda.
Mike,
bye.
That's insane. Mike, do you want to give your Twitter handle at least? You at least want to give your Twitter handle, Mike?
At @swaim_corp, C-O-R-P. Yes.
And I'm at The Real Gans. And if you liked this, feel free to give us a rating on iTunes.
That'd be nice.
And if you have a couple bucks to spend and you'd love to support Small Beans, we'll take them. We'll definitely take them.
Patreon.com/smallbeans. You get access to patron-only content and early access to the free content.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks a lot, everybody.
It is fantastic. Man,
this has been fantastic.
You guys have been keeping me sane. You know that. Do you like that Beantown?
Your podcast. Pretty funny, huh? I like that Beantown.
Oh, that was so good.
I did like Beantown a lot.
That was so fucking good. The Best Buy sequence.
I watched Cody deliver the lines when he was doing the detective
the way
thing.
I wrote the line about his police horse getting shot. And the way he delivered her name was Muffin is so much funnier than even the way I imagined it that I thought was really funny. He topped it. That's rare for a comedy writer when the actor is like, I can make it funnier than what you thought.
But he really coded it up. He really did.
He did. All right, so long, gentlemen.
Adios.
I gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.
Work complete.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.